You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The Stanley Cup final changed sights from South Florida to Western Canada for Game 3. But the result wasn't any different, as our Dave Ferry reports.
The Panthers are just a win away from their first Stanley Cup, taking a 3-0 series lead with a 4-3 victory at Edmonton. Sergei Bobrovsky turned back 32 shots as he stakes a claim for the Conn Smythe Trophy.
We'll keep staying with the moment. It's obviously a great win for us tonight. And we enjoy tonight and get ready for the next moment.
Alexander Barkov had a goal and an assist after being questionable for the game. Sam Reinhart also had a goal and an assist for Florida, which also received scoring from Sam Bennett and Vladimir Tarasenko. After Warren Fogle tied the game for the Oilers early in the second, Tarasenko, Bennett, and Barkov tallied in a 6-19 span later in the period. Edmonton scored twice in the third before falling short. Game 4 is Saturday.
At the other end of the NHL spectrum, the Sharks named their new head coach for next season. Assistant Ryan Warshawski takes over for David Quinn, who was dismissed after San Jose finished with the worst record in the league. It was a night off for the NBA Finals. The Celtics can clinch their 18th World Championship Friday night when Game 4 is played in Dallas. The U.S. Open Golf Championship got underway Thursday at Pinehurst. Here's Graham Agars with the first round roundup.
Patrick Cantlay went out early. Rory McIlroy finished late, but both posted impressive 5-under-65s to lead the Swedish rookie Ludvig Åberg by one.
I knew going off 7:40 in the morning, it's going to play maybe the easiest it plays all week.
Just super conservative, you know, with my strategy and my game. And then with my demeanor, just trying to be super stoic.
Bryson DeChambeau is among those two back at 3-under. Solid starts for PGA champion Xander Schauffele, former US Open winner Brooks Koepka, and in-form Colin Morikawa, all at even par. An uncharacteristically inaccurate Scottie Scheffler finished with a 1-over-71.
Baseball, the Red Sox pounded the Phillies for the second night in a row. Geffen Coolbaugh fills us in.
The Red Sox got to Aaron Nola early and often to earn a 3-game series victory over the Phillies with a 9-3 win. Boston's bat scored 4 runs in both the second and fourth innings, all of which were charged to Nola, who departed after 3 2/3 innings with 11 hits allowed.
I'm going to flush this one pretty quick. I mean, these are not easy. You know, it's different. Give up 4 runs or 8 runs.
Jarren Duran had a 2-run double in the second.
Probably one of the best pitchers in the league, and I just thought we saw him good tonight, and we just put some really good swings on the ball, man.
Tyler O'Neill crushed a 3-run blast in the fourth for the 35-34 Red Sox. Tanner Houck allowed 3 runs in 6 innings. Kyle Schwarber had a bases-clearing double in the fourth for Philadelphia, which has dropped 3 of 4.
Coming up, more from the Diamond, the WNBA, and some NFL news. The Yankees were on the verge of a 4-game sweep in Kansas City, but then they took a Royals beating. Here's Dave Ferry with more.
Michael Garcia poked a 2-run walk-off double in the ninth to give the Royals a 4-3 win over the Yankees. Garcia's game-ending hit prevented the Yanks from sweeping the Royals in Kansas City for the first time in a 4-game series. Royals starter Alec Marsh had a no-hitter going until Juan Soto led off the seventh with a single. Before the single, Marsh was just trying to ignore the no-hit bit.
If you have an idea, just put that in the back of your mind. My job was just to keep going out there and doing the same thing every inning. Keep doing the consistent things right, and that was it. Just trying not to think about it.
Soto also hit a tie-breaking single during the Yankees' 3-run eighth. Vinny Pasquantino doubled home a pair in the fourth for the Royals. Marsh allowed just the one hit over 7 innings. Clay Holmes blew the save and took the loss.
New York's other team, the Mets, did the opposite of their intra-city neighbors, pulling out a 3-2 victory in the bottom of the ninth over the Marlins as J.D. Martinez hit a two-run homer, the first walk-off round-tripper of his 14-year career.
Everyone always jokes about it with me, my friends and family and stuff, so I know. Now I'm going to get in my chat here and talk some crap.
The Braves snapped their own five-game losing streak and the Orioles' six-game winning streak by a 6-5 score. Two more RBIs for Marcell Ozuna, who leads the National League in that stat.
And today was especially win. So I think since now we're gonna take off.
The Cardinals edged the Pirates 4-3 as Brendan Donovan hit the go-ahead homer off Mitch Keller for St. Louis, which moved into second place in the NL Central and a tie for the last NL wildcard spot.
For us to go out there on an early quick turnaround and win a series, I think it's huge going into Chicago.
The Rays staved off the Cubs 3-2 thanks to a game-saving defensive play by shortstop Taylor Walls to end the game for Kevin Cash's squad.
There's not many shortstops that have that type of reaction to balls like that, and we're fortunate he's one of the few.
The Tigers roared past the Nationals 7-2. A.J. Hinch's team broke a 2-2 tie with a five-run seventh-inning rally.
It was nice to take control of the game, and it came with quality at-bats. It didn't come with empty in the tank. It didn't come with, trying to do too much.
The Twins toppled the A's 6-2. Joe Ryan gave up just three hits and two runs in seven innings for his fifth win.
So I just go into every start just looking for a quality start. So whatever that means, whatever that looks like, I guess.
The Diamondbacks routed the Angels 11-1, two homers and four RBIs for Christian Walker. The Rangers beat the Dodgers again 3-1 as rookie Wyatt Langford drove in two. And the White Sox picked up a rare victory, though they needed 10 innings to sink the Mariners 3-2. WNBA, three games were played Thursday, including a 91-84 victory for Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever over the Atlanta Dream, despite an off night for the star guard who scored just 7 points. However, the Fever's other big name, Aaliyah Boston, more than made up for it with 27 of her own points.
That was great for us. We just said it that this was a great team win for us. We made adjustments at the end. Ryan just started knocking down threes, and so we had to adjust, and we were able to get some stops when it was really crucial for us.
In other games, Seattle stormed past Dallas 92-84, and the two-time defending champion Las Vegas Aces outscored the Phoenix Mercury 103-99. Football. A person familiar with the negotiation says Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars have agreed to a 5-year, $275 million contract extension that will make him one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in NFL history. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal confirmed he will skip Wimbledon this year so he can prepare for the Olympics, which will be played at Roland Garros in Paris, where he has won 14 French Open championships. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.